Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining. My name is Asaf Eldad, and I'm with IncrediBuild. In this session, we are going to talk about how to turbocharge development, get more done while optimizing resources using Azure. Patience is a virtue that most of us have very little of, and it's even easier getting annoyed nowadays when you're so used to getting information at the push of a button. If you're a developer, you know that waiting for builds to finish is one of the most annoying parts of the job, and some days are just spent mostly on waiting for builds and tests. So naturally, developers will prefer pushing any lengthy jobs to run overnight. Well, it sounds like the right thing to do, but then it creates a few other challenges. One of them is a DevOps disaster. It actually diminishes the whole concept of continuous integration when you run it at night, because then you lose all the commit-triggered builds and dynamic code analysis and testing and so on, turning the CI to be offline at best. In the morning, it's very hard to know which build caused the error, and then you need to chase those developers down. The other challenge is that as a developer, if you have just one shot to build your code and you do it at night, it really takes away the freedom of making many changes, bug fixes, iterations, and if you're in the gaming space, doing multiple shading jobs and so on to really get to the high quality job you want to get to. And this has a toll not only on the developers, but on the companies, where we hear from some of our gaming studios that using our products that without the ability to run multiple iterations every day, they just wouldn't be able to deliver their games on time for the holidays. So it becomes a fundamental issue. And we see that pain across many other verticals and across over than 1,000 of our customers, that their need for stronger processing power is just on the growth all the time. Code base keep growing, graphic complexity keep growing, especially in gaming, but also UI in automotive and embedded devices, data processing. If you look at financial services, FRTB regulations, automation, AI, and so on, just on the grow, and the demand for faster builds and faster processing will grow. Now, while Azure provides the perfect flexibility and compute power, it integrates perfectly to some parts of the organization. It's sometimes less trivial to implement for traditional on-prem workloads, especially those that run locally on the developer's machine. And this is exactly where IncrediBuild comes to play, helping companies to accelerate heavy workloads very effectively, cost-effectively using Azure. What is IncrediBuild all about? This technology turns every machine to a supercomputer, just by offloading the workload to other idle machines across the network and on Azure, as though they reside on my local workstation with hundreds of cores and terabytes of memory. For example, if your compilation, rendering, or CI pipeline can run faster on a 300-core machine, IncrediBuild will automatically provision such machine for you within seconds from available resources, while minimizing cloud costs and running the process 10 times, sometimes 20 or 30 times faster. Traditionally, we offered IncrediBuild for on-premise setups, but we found that using Azure resources allows our customers to reach extremely faster processing, as you will see at the case study I will present later on. A good way to look at it is as an affordable HPC or high-performance computing that uses multiple VMs to make this one large machine. Take, for example, this extremely large automated testing job. It's a monolithic task that you would normally run on a very large machine that would probably execute for hours. IncrediBuild, however, would slice and dice it into many small testing jobs. It will then make use of reserved instances, spot instances. It would spin up VMs that would be automatically provisioned for the job. And once it starts running, it just runs all these tasks in parallel and complete it much faster and cost effectively comparing to if you would run it on one monstrous machine. Now, even if you use that one 64-core machine and it might look optimal for the job, Since the demand for CPUs fluctuates throughout execution, at some points 64-core machine will be an overkill and some other time it would be merely insufficient. With IncrediBuild, however, VM's allocation also happens dynamically within the task execution, which makes the VM's usage totally elastic and optimal for the job to reduce the cost down to the minimum. Now, let's see how it works. And I'm now passing on the floor to Victor Gershgon, our principal CTO office researcher, to present IncrediBuild's magic on Azure DevOps. Victor, over to you.
Thanks, Asaf. So before we dive right into the presentation, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. There are many possible ways to use IncrediBuild, from on-premises to on the cloud with Azure DevOps or in the developer workflow. So you can have a lot of variations of how you can use IncrediBuild. We'll be looking at one. And what we'll be doing today is we'll be building the Chromium project, the very same engine that's built that's used to build the internals of Edge browser. And we'll be utilizing the cloud to do so in a very, very quick and efficient manner. So let's get right into it. I wanted to shortly discuss the topology of what we will be looking at. So everything that we're looking at is happening within the confines of Azure, and more specifically within the confines of one user account within Azure. Let's discuss what modifications you need to do to your Azure DevOps workflow in order to use it with IncrediBuild Cloud. So you have some sort of pipeline inside of Azure DevOps. The only change that this pipeline requires is to replace the regular build action with an IncrediBuild action, or alternatively, you can just slightly tweak the command to call IncrediBuild. And that's all the changes that are required. On the side of your agent, we chose a static agent and not a dynamically allocated one, just because the source code of Chromium is extremely big and we didn't want to synchronize it. So what you'll need on the agent side is the Azure DevOps agent, obviously the source and build tools, an IncrediBuild agent installed. And in our case, we had the coordinator installed here as well, but the coordinator can reside on another machine as long as this VM has connectivity to it. Now, we won't go into the installation process of the IncrediBuild agent or the coordinator. It's a very simple process, sort of a next kind of deal. Alternatively, you could, if you're using Azure Managed agents, you could install it through the command line. Both of the components are installed by the same binary. It's very straightforward. As soon as Azure DevOps sends a command to build Chromium, the static VM will request IncrediBuild Cloud to allocate more VMs within the confines of the account. So the compilation workload that is happening on this static VM can be shared between several instances, sort of creating a mega instance. So let's jump right into the demo. Okay, so here we have a extremely minimal pipeline. It's hard to call it a pipeline even. That basically does two things. One is it cleans the Chrome sources via a command line. And the second one is instructing the Ninja build system to build the sources anew. So all you need to do inside of your pipeline in order to integrate IncrediBuild into it is basically just add a new action. And you can search by IncrediBuild, and you have like several IncrediBuild console actions. We won't go too deeply into them. What we'll need for this one is the IncrediBuild DevTools. And I have an action pre-configured here. Let's enable it.
And basically all you need to configure here is the command line, which is exactly the command line that we take from here, and a profile XML file, which tells IncrediBuild how to, which processes to distribute and which to keep on the local machines, and a lot of other stuff. You have, this file will be residing on the agent machine as well. You have a lot of knobs and whistles and capabilities to configure to get extra functionality, but these two are the basic ones, and this is pretty much all you need to get started. So it's important to understand here that IncrediBuild does not come to fulfill the job of a build system. It's not replacing your build system. It's actually something that's wrapping around the build system. It's a top level tool that calls your build system. All of the dependency management, all of the deciding what needs to be built, when it needs to be built, how many tasks can run in parallel, and things like that, are actually managed by your build system, whether it's MS Build or it's Ninja or Make or whatever other build system you're using. You can use it with IncrediBuild because the business logic and the parser of the configuration files, solution files, and make files, it's left to the tool itself. And this way, we ensure maximum compatibility with any code. And this is why you don't need to. You don't need to modify your code base. You can just use it as it is with IncrediBuild without the fear of needing to make any sort of adjustments.
You then disable your regular build, and you can save and queue the build.
Okay, so now let's have a look at what's going on inside of that Azure agent that is running our build. We RDP'd into the agent, and what we're currently looking at is the coordinator monitor. So the coordinator monitor is a central node in IncrediBuild. It's a central software component in IncrediBuild, and what it's responsible for is managing your static VMs and how they interact, and obviously also managing the dynamically allocated IncrediBuild cloud VMs. So in this case, as I mentioned, you can see that we have just one machine which is static. You could actually connect as many machines as you want. You could connect your on-premises machines here as well, so they can both share their power, and each one of them would be able to utilize the cloud. And this component, it can be installed on the cloud, it could be installed on-premises, although these cloud agents, well, it's in the name, they're going to be in Azure, they're going to be on the cloud. Here we can see that we have four machines, 64 cores each of them, for a total of 256 cores together, and they have been running for several minutes now. Now it's important to note price-wise that Azure is billing by the minute, so you're paying just for the time that those machines are up in a very granular way.
IncrediBuild allows you to choose your helper agent template from a variety of different sizes and types of the machines, but as would be expected with a compute-heavy workload, compute-optimized instances are providing the best performance. With regard to size, it would really depend on the projects that you're running and the amount of people that would be sharing these resources. Bigger machines that we've chosen here are really good when there are very few builds running concurrently, since there's less synchronization to be done. However, if we had 10 people launching different builds, we would probably take these four machines and launch, a lot of 8-core instances instead, or 16 cores. Again, it's very dependent on the workload and the amount of people that are building. So you might want to tweak a little bit to get the best performance for you. It's also worth noting that these machines do not require any sort of special installations. You don't need to put neither your tool chains, so your compilers or build systems, or even your source code on these machines, as Incredibuild will synchronize everything on demand. And these machines will, each of them for each of the tasks, will get a minimal synchronization of the smallest bits of data that are required to finish the compilations. The tasks will then run on these machines in a manner that is fully emulating the initiator machine, emulating the file system, the registries, and additional things. And then the results are going to be synchronized back to the initiator. In addition, the machines, the remote machines, they will cache some of the information. So if you choose the options not to destroy these machines, but rather put them to sleep, as Incredibuild Cloud allows you to, you will actually get a better performance in your subsequent builds. So let's have a look at the other components. Let's have a look at the actual build, and the build monitor is a graphical representation of the build that's being run with Incredibuild, and each of these rows is a CPU core. This is the horizontal timeline, and each of the bars, we can zoom in on some of them, each of the bars actually represents a single compilation of a single file. In this case, we're using Chrome is using CLang-CL, so each of them is an instance of CLang-CL responsible for compiling a single file. And you can see that the local cores, the machine, the VM engine that we're using, it has 6 cores. They're farming out most of the workload, and they are using the 256 cores which Incredibuild Cloud is allowing them to use. Okay, so you can see this build is scaling up quite nicely. And one of the build monitors that we run was a standalone build which utilized just the local cores, so it's very similar as if it were running without Incredibuild, and you can see that the runtime was 5 hours and 43 minutes and 57 seconds. If however you take the same code base and you run it through Incredibuild in a distributed manner with 256 helper cores, you can see that we finished within 16 minutes and 52 seconds, and that's a 20 times increase in compilation speed for the same results. So, 20 times acceleration, and think of the things you could do with those 5.5 hours. And we're not only speaking about the capability to accelerate your DevOps, although that's important. Within DevOps, you could accelerate many workloads. You could accelerate testing
You could accelerate code analysis. Basically, if you have any sort of CPU intensive workload that's multi-process, you could accelerate it with Incredibuild. The rule of thumb is asking yourself the question, if I had a 500 core server at the office right now, would it solve any of my problems? If the answer is yes, then Incredibuild would help you solve those problems in a much more cost-effective way than that server would. Beyond DevOps, Incredibuild supports many workloads. Probably are best known for our integrations with Visual Studio and being part of the developer workflow. So just building and debugging day to day gets much easier and much more streamlined. Developers do not have to context switch constantly between tasks because the build is running right now and they cannot get the results and they cannot open their debugger. There are many integrations. We're very well known in the gaming industry, where we have integrations for Xbox, PlayStation, Switch, and many other consoles. Incredibuild is used both on Windows and on Linux for the open source. One of very common use cases to use Incredibuild is to build Qt based builds, which if you worked with Qt, you know they can be quite substantial, take quite a toll on your machine and by extension on your developer time. You could build medium-sized projects such as Blender and Kodi, even taking 10 minutes down to 2 minutes for incremental build on bigger projects adds up into a lot of developer hours and a lot of reduced frustration. Now, all of these integrations, all of these workloads are fully compatible with Microsoft Azure and Azure DevOps. Azure brings huge value here because you don't need to pay upfront for having a huge render or server farm, build farms on premises. You can just pay as you go. And remember, the granularity, it's on the minute level, which means that even in the context of one build, you would be paying just for what you are using. It allows the sharing of the infrastructure between multiple developers or multiple DevOps branches. Azure allows you to consolidate. So you could use some of your existing Azure infrastructure to run Incredibuild to better utilize the resources, or to consolidate costs and just get the benefit when you need to. So that's it for the presentation. I hope you enjoyed, and I'm going to pass the microphone back to Asaf. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Victor. A few words about us. Incredibuild started back in 2001. By now, we have about 200,000 users, including 90% of the gaming giants, financial institutes, embedded devices, IoT, automotive, and many more. Microsoft is one of our long-term customers, using Incredibuild across the various Xbox studios and many other teams. And also on the partnership side, it goes back to the days of adding Incredibuild as an out-of-the-box add-on to Visual Studio, which is still there today, by the way, and allows you to use Incredibuild with a free-for-life license if you run it just on your machine. Also, to date, Microsoft Azure is the only cloud marketplace where you will find Incredibuild on. And now let's see how the rubber meets the road. I want to share a recent story of one of our clients, a US-based software company called Minitab, who were running their DevOps on-prem on TFS, and they were looking to move into Azure DevOps, but it was just too expensive for them and laborious just to provision and manage VMs on a daily basis and many times throughout the day. They decided to deploy Azure DevOps augmented with IncrediBuild, which will streamline builds and tests while managing VMs to keep costs down. Within just a few days, they were able to get Azure DevOps environment up and running and fully optimized with IncrediBuild and with far better results than their typical on-prem benchmark. So, for example, automated G-tests jobs that normally took as long as 11 hours now complete within just 11 minutes, which is 60 times faster. So when you have that kind of improvement, you're able to run continuously throughout the day and report on issues as they occur. They also reduced the build times from 60 minutes down to 20 minutes, which similarly enabled them to do a real continuous integration and Git commit triggered builds, which allow them to be much more efficient on a DevOps side. As you can read on the case study on our website, Minitab was very satisfied about optimizing the resources so nothing goes to waste. Where can IncrediBuild help you accelerating your own workload? Let's think about it. Do you suffer from long builds, even 5 minutes build that run many times per day? Or do you have lengthy CI pipeline that you wish to accelerate? Actually, any workload that is taking too long that you want to accelerate is a good fit for IncrediBuild. It's very simple to test. It requires no professional services or customization of any kind, even no training. You just set it up and let it do its magic. Now, if you run your workloads on Azure, IncrediBuild will help you reduce your cloud cost. If you prefer running on your local network, IncrediBuild will use available PCs and potentially scale to Azure if needed. The on-prem pricing goes by the number of IncrediBuild agents and paid annually, while Azure workloads acceleration is charged on a pay-as-you-go basis. And just before we wrap up, I want you to be aware of a special offer that we made available just for this event. You can test IncrediBuild for free for 2 weeks on Azure and even longer for on-prem setup. Should you decide to deploy IncrediBuild, we provide a special offer of 50% off IncrediBuild cloud usage throughout this year. Now, if you want to claim this promotion, just please follow the instructions on the bottom of this screen. Well, folks, this is it. I hope you enjoyed listening and you understand now how IncrediBuild can help turbocharging your DevOps. You're welcome to learn more at IncrediBuild.com or just simply contact me. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you and have a great day.